last time we're going to talk about leading in the midst of difficult seasons. We've mm-hmm. talked about leading yourself. We've talked about leading the group dynamic as a whole. Mm-hmm. And I think what's left is you got an actual group member, a disciple of Jesus, having their difficulty.
Yeah.
How do we lead them through a difficult season?
Yeah.
Taking all things into consideration.
Yeah, so I think that there are some big rocks, right? Big struggles that people have and will go through in your group. And the ones that I've been a part of most often tend to be marriage, parenting, health. Those are the big three that Yep. I've dealt with in my groups. And I think as a leader, I tend to, and maybe this is my personality too, so I'd love to hear your take on it. I tend to carry everything that they're carrying.
Okay.
Because yeah. they're my people, right? They're my group members, my disciples that I'm discipling. They're not my
disciples.
You're
speaking very much like an Enneagram 6 yes. loyalist at this point. Yes, you're expressing your loyalty.
And so in my experience, because I carry it so heavily, I tend to pour way more of myself into their mm-hmm. their stuff mm-hmm. than I probably should mm-hmm. at the detriment of my own health and my own marriage and my own parenting.
Oh.
And so just as an example, I've had a couple in my own MC that struggled in their marriage and, you know, eventually did end up getting divorced, and we all rallied around them and we loved them and it was the right thing for them. However, I carried it so heavily that it mm-hmm. started affecting my own marriage. Mm-hmm. You know, my marriage started to become the second to their marriage because I was spending so much time and effort trying to pour in and love them through this really, really, really hard season.
Yeah.
That I kind of stopped paying attention to my own marriage, which is totally backwards as a leader,
right.
You know? And so I think that as leaders, we need to be making sure that we're putting up a hedge around mm-hmm. ourselves. Mm-hmm. I heard it referred to, at the conference we went to last week as a fence, right? It's a fence. We can open the gate to things, but we also need to make sure we're closing the gate too.
Yeah.
So I think that is really important as a leader, to make sure that we're doing that, closing the gate.
It's hard to create the balance because you need an empathy.
Mm-hmm.
You need an openness to what someone else is going through. Yeah. Scripturally, it's called bearing one another's burdens. That's how this works. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I also feel the need for an empathetic distance.
Yeah.
You shouldn't go through what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones going through it.
Mm-hmm.
They're reaching out for someone else's stability.
Yeah.
It's okay not to feel their difficulty at the depth that they are. That
right.
would actually be healthier.
Right. Yeah. And honestly, I know when I've struggled and when my husband is struggling at the same time and I'm reaching out to him for strength and he's struggling, that's mm-hmm. harder for me. Right.
Yes.
Because they need you to be healthy for them.
Right.
But you can't be if you're going down with them. I think that's really important.
I'm so laughing because as long as we're putting marriages on the table.
Yeah.
Like how many times, Melissa, in a difficult season, like, you know, what do you need? How can I help?
Mm-hmm.
And her big response is, just don't you be needy right
yeah.
now. Like, I can't handle
it's
you
so
having
true.
Needs. I need to be the needy one.
Yep.
And we'll take our turns
uh-huh.
later. But yeah, it's
yeah,
okay
to be
the strong
to
be
stronger.
One.
Yep. And I think oftentimes as leaders too, and again, maybe this is just my personality. I feel guilty when I'm healthy and someone else is not.
Right.
I feel guilty that I had a great day at work when you're talking about the stress at your work, or that I actually really love my job and mm-hmm. you are in a job that you hate mm-hmm. or in a marriage that is really hard or.
Yeah. How do you sit down for the coffee and, okay, we're talking marriage, so we'll take turns. How's yours? How's mine?
Right.
And it's all sunshine and y'all just have
yeah.
the best.
You
want
to be able
woods.
To relate to people, but also you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah, they get to talk. You're like, Yeah, sounds like your marriage really sucks. This is terrible. Like, where do you go with it? Yeah.
Right.
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah. And I think the other thing is, too, when people are not healthy, I feel the need to do. I feel the need to fix. Mm-hmm. And it's not always our job, right, as leaders. It's often not the job.
Yeah, especially in Christ, we think we either have answers or should have answers. Mm-hmm. But how much do we all know that Jesus lets us sit in moments, mm-hmm. that his presence meets us, mm-hmm. when we're weak, when we're in the valleys?
Yeah.
He's quite comfortable there.
Yeah.
And he's quite comfortable meeting people there.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I keep throwing the rescue line.
Like, right.
If you'd only do this next time, then you won't end up back here.
Yep. Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard. But I think, it's just all about creating boundaries, being healthy yourself, making sure that you are taking care of yourself first and foremost.
That's good. Do you have anything that you want to turn towards the advice side of, I don't know, we feel the need to open our mouth and say something. What could be said well to someone in their difficulties, assuming we've practiced both the appropriate level of empathetic closeness and empathetic distance? Now it's time to talk. What do we say?
I think this is my personal opinion again. And I think the best thing that we can do is to pray with them.
Mm-hmm.
I think so often that becomes kind of the sugar-coated, like, I'm just going to pray for you, you know, answer. But I had a friend once who lost her dad, and she said, honestly, the best thing you can do for me is pray, because at the end of the day, that is the most powerful thing you can do, right? Mm-hmm. And so we often want to give our advice. We want to fix it for them. We want to make it better, but we can't. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, we need to point them to Jesus. That's what we're doing, right? Every day in this group, in our settings, in our discipleship circles, we are just pointing people to Jesus. And so I really think that's the best thing you could do. And not just say, I'll pray for you, but actually physically right then and there.
Oh, yeah, you can feel the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. They're turning to you for something spiritual. Sometimes saying, I'll pray for you is as good as it gets.
Yep.